It's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Sean in North Dakota who's worried. I just purchased a home as my primary residence, and several people live in this home and pay a monthly amount to help cover the mortgage. Am I required to report this as rental income, even though this is my primary residence? I believe if the property is rental, then at the time of the sale, half the profits are taxable. Is there any way to avoid this? Well, Sean, first of all, congratulations on finding people to share the cost with you with whom you can bear to live. But you bet you've got to pick up that money as rental income. Don't worry, though, you're not alone in this. In fact, I've created a whole separate site that already answers questions like this. It's called RentalTaxes.com. And on the capital gains page, you'll find the basic rules for a mixed-use home. The third item applies specifically to you. Let me read this to you. If you used your home for business or rented out any part of it during the time you owned it, even though you may not have to pay any capital gains taxes, you will have to pay tax on the depreciation of the business part of the usage. So you see, you don't have to worry about paying taxes on half the gain. You'll just pay taxes on the small amount of depreciation you take over the next several years. There's more information for you here. Just read the rules for mixed-use property. And if you really want to do some reading, there are the IRS publications. Don't just dismiss them. There are some good examples. And RentalTaxes.com on the forums page, you'll find links to those publications. Incidentally, if you sit down with a good tax professional who understands the nuances of dealing with roommates, you may just find ways to keep your taxes low and your cash flow high. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about renting out part of your home and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.